Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Spurs Up Show, best Gamecocks podcast on the internet. Today is Tuesday, June the 1st, 2021. Today's show, I officially give my reactions as the Field of 64, the bracket is released, and the Yardcocks find themselves as the number two seed in the Columbia Regional. Guys, I'll break down the regional in its entirety, also give a brief preview, my full reaction to everything, the overall prospects of Southcon advancing through the regionals and on to the Supers, also my brief thoughts on the bracket as a whole and how things shape up as the road to Omaha begins on Friday. Also, guys, we begin our Columbia Regional team breakdowns today, tomorrow, and Thursday. We will break down each of the three teams the Gamecocks may see or will see in the regional today. We begin with the number one seed in the Columbia Regional, the Old Dominion Monarchs. Guys, I'll break down the Monarchs in its entirety. We'll talk a little bit about their head coach, their 2021 season, their pitching, their hitting, some of their top arms, their top bats, their players to watch for. Much, much more from there as well, guys. We've got a packed show here on a Tuesday, and it's all brought to you by our friends over at Upstate Movers Group. Guys, Upstate Movers Group, superior moving service. They bring care and attention on the companies can't offer because they're just too busy maintaining trucks and profiting off of them instead of focusing on service. Guys, service is what separates Upstate Movers Group from the competition. They're not a trucking company. They're a moving services company, and they're also employee-owned co-op. Their movers are paid twice the industry average, and everyone on the crew is invested in your success. They have dedicated professional crew members, and they also offer black glove service. They offer end-to-end packing services, custom crating and packing for special items, and cleaning services as well. They're founded by Greenville natives and University of South Carolina alumni, guys, so a Gamecock-owned small business. They also offer 20 years of project management moving experience, and they can offer logistics and solutions that traditional moving companies simply do not have the skills for. Guys, whether you're in the upstate or across the state of South Carolina, if you have any moving needs in 2021, be sure to check out our friends over at Upstate Movers Group. You can find them on social media at Upstate Movers Group, or of course, if you have any other questions, go to their website, upstatemoversgroup.com. That's upstatemoversgroup.com. Be sure to check them out and tell them Chris from the Spurs Up Show sent you. Let's get it. Boys and girls, happy Tuesday. Happy first day of June, by the way. Hope you're all doing well. I'm your host, Chris Phillips, the Spurs Up Show, as always. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Hope you all had a fantastic long weekend. Hope you had a fantastic Memorial Day as well. Appreciate you all tuning in here on this Tuesday. Again, it's crazy, guys. We are already in the month of June. We are at the halfway point, basically, of 2021. Where has the year gone? I guess time flies when you're having fun, but again, that's where we find ourselves right now. Again, June the 1st, 2021. Again, folks, hope you're all doing well, whether you were on the boat yesterday, you were at the beach, you were on the job, you had to work, whatever it may be. Again, I appreciate you all tuning in. Thank you so much for taking the time. And I do want to say, I want to take a second to show some gratitude here and again, say thank you all so much, because yesterday on the Daily Crow, we watched on the live stream together, we watched the NCAA selection show, and a lot of you tuned into the podcast yesterday and continue to consume the content and comment and all those things. And on a day where Memorial Day, it's a holiday, people look forward to getting away and maybe getting off their phones, or they're traveling, or they're doing 100,000 million different things. You guys could be doing literally anything. And you guys continue to show love and support and tune in and share the content and show love to the content, consume the content and interact and be engaging. I truly want to say I genuinely appreciate it. It means the absolute world that you guys continue to rock with what we do and rock with the content and everything else. Again, when there's 100,000 other things pulling at you guys' attention, you guys continue to be there and rock with what we do on a daily basis. So again, thank you all so much. Sincerely, I truly appreciate it. You know what's crazy, man? I recorded yesterday's show Sunday night after the regional sites were announced. And of course, we were all fired up yesterday and Sunday night with Columbia being one of those. I don't know that I have really come down from that yet, guys, because of course, on today's show, we are talking the field of 64. The full bracket has been released. And as we all knew previously, postseason baseball returning to Columbia. But for the first time since 2016, the Gamecocks will be hosting and playing in a regional in Columbia, South Carolina. It is officially official, of course, with the bracket dropping, guys. Really appreciate, again, you all rocking with everything, the baseball content. Tuna and I know we're all fired up for this week. A really quick update, and a couple of quick updates, actually, before we get going. A couple of housekeeping items, if you will. Things I want to touch on. First things first, I want to highlight our ticket giveaway that we are doing. Guys, we are giving away two booklets. We have partnered up with Dason and Shalabi Law Firm, one of our partners, of course. Truly appreciate those guys making what we're doing possible. We're doing a ticket giveaway. We are giving away two booklets for this weekend at Founders Park. And what if you don't know what that means, the booklets, they cover every single game that will be played this weekend in Columbia. So whether it's South Carolina, it's Old Dominion, Virginia, Jacksonville, any of the games, every single game, it covers all of those. So a great value. And again, you can get in there. And I'm probably going to go to a couple of games that South Carolina's not playing. I definitely think Friday night, I want to go check out Old Dominion and Jacksonville and go see what Old Dominion looks like and get kind of the early scouting report on those guys, if you will. But we are giving away two tickets, two booklets. We're running the giveaway on Instagram and Facebook. I want to make sure everybody has a chance to win this, okay? The rules are on Instagram and Facebook. They're very, very simple. It's as simple as liking the post, tagging three friends, and you have to follow / like Dason and Shalabi Law Firm. If you don't do that, you will not win. So please don't let that be the reason you do not get picked, because yes, believe it or not, I do check. So yes, running those giveaways on Instagram and Facebook, please be sure to participate. We're going to be picking a winner tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. I wanted to run the giveaway a little bit longer, but I know people need time to plan their weekends and to plan accordingly, if you will. So I wanted to end the giveaway in time where people could make adjustments in their schedule, maybe ask for the day off or make plans to drive to Columbia, especially with that Friday game being at noon now. So again, picking the winner tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. If you have not done so, please participate in that. It's a great thing. We're giving away two tickets, two booklets, I should say, to baseball all weekend long at Founders Park. Another quick update, live show Thursday night at Halls, downtown Columbia, right off Main Street, across the street from the State House. Cox by 90 and I are going to collab for a little bit of a live show, 7 to 8. We're going to be outside of Halls, hanging out, talking Gamecocks, previewing the regional, maybe talking some football. Who knows? Just going to be two great dudes talking Gamecocks, two great Gamecocks, having a good old time outside of Halls. So, hey, if you're in the city, you want to come out, you want to hang out, you want to shoot the shit, you want to eat some steak and have some drinks at Halls, be my guest. We'll get going with the live show at 7 o'clock. I'll probably get there around 6 o'clock, and we'll be there probably the entire night, but it's going to be a great time with a bunch of great Gamecocks having a good time. Live show at Halls, the Spurs Up Show in Cox by 90, doing the damn thing at Halls in Columbia, South Carolina. Everything gets going at 7, and we'll be streaming it as well on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. And last thing, guys, really quickly, there are two more things. Second to last thing, tailgate is to be determined. Obviously cannot do it Friday with the noon first pitch, so hopefully Saturday there will be a tailgate. Also, last thing, quick content update. So the way we're doing this week, of course, today I'm giving my overall thoughts and breakdown on the Columbia Regional as a whole. And then as you notice, we are doing team breakdowns, because I thought to myself, okay, there's three other teams that the Gamecocks are going to probably be playing. You're definitely going to play at least two of them, probably all three. There's a good chance you're going to play all three. So what's the best way to do this? Because trying to break down three teams in one show, you think these shows are long as it is. It'd be brutal. I realized that when I started putting together the script, and I was like, man, one team takes up a lot. So what we will do, full team breakdowns on today's show, tomorrow's show, and then Thursday's show, we will run it like a normal preview show. We will talk Virginia on Thursday, all the matchups, everything you need to know about the Cavaliers. And, of course, we'll talk about things from the South Carolina side of things and preview the game. Also, I will give my prediction on Thursday, and then Friday I will give my full regional prediction for Gamecocks baseball. So again, today we're breaking down the number one seed Old Dominion. Tomorrow we will break down the four seed Jacksonville, and also have our 2021 opponent preview series breaking down the Georgia Bulldogs. And I just mentioned you guys what Thursday and Friday will be. Think of it as a normal game week. So again, appreciate you guys being patient. I know that was a lot as far as housekeeping items, but there's a lot going on this week, which is a positive. So without further ado, let's dive into it. The Columbia Regional comes out, the breakdown of it, guys. And hey, postseason baseball is back in Columbia. The Gamecocks find themselves as the number two seed in the Columbia Regional. Of course, Old Dominion being the number one, Virginia as the number three, and Jacksonville the number four. Overall, guys, I'll tell you what, it wouldn't have even mattered who was the three and four seeds. I think we all knew Old Dominion was going to be that one, but it wouldn't even matter to me who the three and four, just the fact. I mean, guys, like I told you, I'm still riding the emotional high of the simple fact that South Carolina is going to be playing postseason baseball at Founders Park this summer. And I'll be honest, there's multiple reasons why I feel that way. Number one, I'm a fan, right? I'm a big-time fan of South Carolina baseball, and I love to see it. Number two, from the content side, we don't have to go on the road and set plans and figure things out. The fact that I basically get to walk down the street and go make content around Gamecocks baseball makes me absolutely giddy. But when you look at the prospects of this regional, you know, you avoid teams like North Carolina. I thought you were going to get South Florida. You didn't get them. I thought you were going to get Virginia Commonwealth. You didn't get them. I thought maybe Presbyterian would have been in there. You didn't get them. And, you know, we're going to do, like I said, we're going to do our full team breakdowns as we go throughout all week. I don't think South Carolina had as bad of a draw as some others in regards to the regional being a gauntlet. You know, you look at like Ole Miss, the Oxford Regional. I mean, they got a really, really tough draw with Southeast Missouri, but Florida State and Southern Miss. I mean, they got a really tough draw. You take a look at some others. You look at, you take a look at the Florida Regional with South Florida, Miami, and South Alabama. You know, Mississippi State with Samford, VCU, and Campbell. You know, TCU with McNeese, Oregon State, and Dallas Baptist. Like, there are some pretty loaded regionals out there. I think the Gamecocks, I'd put them right in the middle. I'd put them right in the middle in regards to this regional. It's funny because I'm talking about the regional like South Carolina is the one seed. And we all know that Old Dominion is the one seed in this regional. But when you're hosting, it's almost like the seeds don't even matter. Like, this is on South Carolina's home field. Bottom line. So you come into this with the approach and the mentality, and I'm sure the team feels this way too. Like, hey, we're hosting. We are the number one seed. We are the host team. Even if that's not the case, that is the mentality you take on. And when you look at, you know, the regional and how things set up in regards to talking about big picture, right? Getting to Omaha, you are five wins away from getting to Omaha. If you sweep through the regionals, you need three wins and then two wins in the super regional rounds. Those five wins, hey, five's all it takes. You go on a five-game winning streak, you're in Omaha, which is the ultimate goal. And you're matched up with the Fort Worth regional, paired with the Fort Worth regional, which is TCU. Now, TCU, a really, really good ball club. But I think when you look at the other options, the of course, the top four national seeds, any of the SEC teams you played, Texas, you know, I think that's about as favorable as you could have asked for, to be totally honest with you guys. They have TCU, Oregon State, Dallas Baptist, and McNeese. And that's who you're paired up against. You know, I think it sets up pretty well for the Gamecocks. Now, again, you got to take care of your business this weekend, and I'm certainly not looking too far ahead because, hey, I'll tell you what, I have not given predictions yet for this weekend, but I don't know that the Gamecocks are going to go undefeated through this regional this weekend. They might win this regional, but I think it's going to be very, very challenging. Again, we're going to talk about Old Dominion on today's show. That's a really, really good ball club. Virginia features a guy you're going to probably face Friday that's going to be just like all the other guys you saw in SEC play. And then Jacksonville's a team that won their conference tournament. And yes, I know their record is laughable, but they're playing hot baseball right now. It's three really hot teams, really high-quality teams. You're not a bad team if you've made it to this point in the postseason. But again, I do feel good about South Carolina's prospects overall. I think they, you know, being at home, you feel good about it. And I said this before, man. I said this before the selection show even happened. I said this before Sunday. You know, South Carolina going into the postseason, I feel so confident about the Gamecocks taking on non-conference competition. I mean, we've played the best. Man, we've seen the best arms. We've faced the best bats. You know, as good as Old Dominion, Virginia, and Jacksonville might be, as good as some of their players might be, they're not going to be anything compared to what you have already seen at this point in the season. I know that's such like an SEC, you know, an SEC type of mindset. People get so sick of hearing that, and SEC fans being all high and mighty, like, oh, we're so much better than you. But guys, in baseball, like, the SEC just truly is the best conference. There's no dancing around that. They truly are the best conference. So you're not going to see anybody that's better than the competition you have already played to this point. So again, I think you should feel really, really confident as a Gamecock fan. I think you should feel very confident as a South Carolina fan. I'll tell you this, and again, we're going to break this down more later in the week. This reaction, guys, and this breakdown was meant to be more so a 30,000-foot view, as are these team breakdowns as well. Like I said, later in the week, when we're actually talking about the game one, the Gamecocks play against Virginia, we start breaking down matchups within that and key things and top storylines for South Carolina. It will get a little bit more in-depth as we go throughout the week, but this is just kind of an initial raw reaction to the Columbia Regional, where the Yardcocks fall within that picture. But I'll tell you this, winning that first game, because you're probably going to throw Brett Carey. You know, a lot of people said, hey, are you going to throw Brett Carey? I think you have to throw Brett Carey in that game one. That Virginia game at home, you really don't want to fall into the loser's bracket. You really don't. That's a big one. That's going to be a really, really big one for South Carolina. If they're going to win this regional as a two seed. And again, like I said, when you're the host team, quote unquote, the seeding doesn't really matter. I'm sure Old Dominion's going to feel like they are the two seed versus being the one. But getting things started off on the right foot, because you're going to throw your best guy. You need to win with your best guy. You need to swing it behind your best guy. That's probably the team I'm most nervous about going into the, and you know, that's no knock on Old Dominion. That's no knock on Jacksonville. But Virginia, a big time legit ACC ball club. They've been here, done that. Hell, these two teams have met in Omaha before in 2011. You might remember. So this is one where, you know, that first game against UVA, I will be truly on the edge of my seat, ready to go for that one. But I do like the Gamecocks' chances. If you can get past that one, I feel really good about it. I, you know, you'd like to say the opportunity to go 3-0 is there, which most certainly it is. But, you know, you got to take it one game at a time. I know that's such coach speak. I know you're like, Chris, stop with the BS. Now, I think you just really got to try to go 1-0 each and every single day. If you can do that, you're going to come out on Sunday afternoon, going to the Super Regional is going to be right where you want to be. So like I said, guys, Yardcocks getting going Friday in the Columbia Regional as the two seed, Old Dominion as the number one seed and the 11th overall seed in all of college baseball, with Virginia being the three and Jacksonville being the four. On that note, we're talking Old Dominion Monarchs, guys. Let's begin our Columbia Regional team breakdowns. And like I told you guys, we are going to do this for each of the three teams. How you guys are probably familiar with how when we go into a weekend series, we break down the pitching, we break down the hitting, we talk top players to watch for, we talk, you know, weekend rotation, records, coaches, all that good stuff. I'm going to do that exact same thing today, tomorrow, and Thursday. So today, of course, for Old Dominion, tomorrow for Jacksonville, and Thursday will be a little bit more in-depth with Virginia because the Gamecocks play Virginia on Friday. Now, I've expanded these a little bit to include more of the top arms, more for the players to watch for, so you guys can just try to get a little familiar with these teams because, of course, we won't drop podcasts over the weekend, and there's a good chance the Gamecocks will play these teams over the weekend. Now, with that being said, I will drop predictions certainly, but there won't be a full podcast or anything like that to come out. So I wanted to make sure we touched on all of these teams in the regional, though, and give them the respect they most certainly deserve. Again, make you guys familiar just in case South Carolina runs into one of, if not all of these teams this weekend at Founders Park. So again, we're going to begin the Columbia Regional team breakdowns with the number one seed in the Columbia Regional, that being the Old Dominion Monarchs. Got old guys, Old Dominion of the Conference USA, their head coach is Chris Finwood. Really good season. I mean, listen, I know Old Dominion, you know, you say, oh, they're a Conference USA team, whatever. No, this is a legit ball club. 42-14 overall, 22-10. They actually won the Conference USA tournament over Louisiana Tech, who, by the way, is a damn good ball club in their own right. So this is a really, really strong Old Dominion team, a really, really good ball club. Let's move into their pitching and their hitting, guys. We'll start on the mound. Now, when you look at this team, look at the numbers. The hitting is really what jumps out at you. Yes, they've got some talented arms, especially in their starting rotation, but a 4.31 overall ERA and a 4.87 conference ERA in Conference USA. And listen, I understand Conference USA was a really good conference this year, but that to me does not scream like this is going to be the top pitching staff that is displayed this weekend at Founders Park. 527 strikeouts, 212 walks, and 470 innings pitched. So they do a good job in regards to strikeout to walk ratio, but a 4.31 overall ERA. And like I said, guys, 4.87 in the conference, in Conference USA. And like I said, no knock on Conference USA, but that is not the SEC. That's not even the ACC. It's not one of the best conferences in all of college baseball. So you wonder how that's going to transition. And like we say, hey, the game is so much more offensive now. And that goes for every single sport. But in baseball, normally the team that has the dominant shutdown guys on the mound, that's the team that wins in the postseason. So we'll see how the Old Dominion arms transfer over to this weekend. Let's talk about some of those top arms. And this is what really, before I even get into the names, the numbers, guys, this is what really stands out to me about Old Dominion, not just on the mound, but as a team as a whole. They have a lot of veteran guys who contribute. This is an old ball club. This is a veteran ball club. A lot of these guys, junior, senior, you know, freshmen sprinkled in, but it's a lot of juniors and seniors and a really, really veteran ball club for the Monarchs. Let's talk top arms. Like I said, guys, right-handed pitcher, Hunter Gregory, he is their ace, 8-2 with a 2.84 ERA. You talk about a guy like right-handed pitcher Ryan Moore, 8-1 with a 3.33 ERA. Left-handed pitcher Tommy Gertner, 2-1 with a 4.42 ERA. You then move to a bullpen guy. Left-handed pitcher Jason Hartline, 5-0 with a 1.62 ERA. And then left-handed pitcher Noah Dean, 0-1 with a 4.66 ERA. But he does lead their team with 8 saves. So like I said, there's definitely talent in that Monarchs pitching staff, but I would not say that the pitching is the strength of this ball club. Instead, guys, we got to move to the hitting side of things. Let's move to the dish because the hitting is really what jumps out to you. 311 team average. Guys, get this. They hit higher in conference than they did overall. They hit 318 in conference play. This is a group of hitters that can really swing it. 101 home runs, a 405 on base percentage, 36 for 54 in stolen bases. So, you know, they're not going to run over the place, but they can swing the stick, man. They've got some power guys. They've got some legit big-time hitters. And like I said, guys, veteran guys in their lineup. Players to watch for Old Dominion. You got to start with outfielder Kyle Battle. He leads this group. He leads this group of hitters in home runs, hitting 326 on the year with 18 long balls and 59 RBIs. Again, the true leader of this Monarchs lineup. Again, Kyle Battle, 18 shots. Man, this dude can really, really swing it. You then move to outfielder, infielder Andy Gariola, 339 average, 14 homers, and 72 RBIs for him. We then move to infielder Carter Trice, who leads the team in average, hitting 359, 13 homers, 53 RBIs, and he's also 7-for-9 in stolen bases. Guys, get this. This kid is a true freshman. A true freshman. 359, 13 homers, 53 RBIs, 7-for-9 stolen bases. A true freshman. So a team that's loaded with veteran presence, but you got a true freshman leading your team in average. Speaks to how good that kid is. Also, infielder Tommy Bell hitting 354, 8 home runs, 47 RBIs. And then third baseman, first baseman Matt Courtney, a 290 average, 9 home runs, and 37 RBI for Mr. Courtney. So again, that is a brief breakdown. Like I told you guys, these are going to be brief breakdowns on the team the Gamecocks are playing, but a quick overview on Old Dominion. Do not sleep or look past the Old Dominion Monarchs that the Gamecocks do, in fact, have to play those guys. This is a really, really high-quality ball club. Conference USA baseball was some of the best mid-major baseball in all the country, and I think certainly Old Dominion, they deserve being a number one seed. They deserve all the recognition they've gotten, and it's going to be really interesting. Like I said, I think they're going to swing it for sure, But if you truly still believe that in baseball, especially in the postseason, great pitching beats great hitting, how will that transition for them? They've struggled on the mound. They've swung it really well, but all coming against Conference USA competition. How will it look when they take on a South Carolina, when they take on a Virginia? What will this Old Dominion ball club look like? It'll be really, really interesting to see. And again, I think it'll be a great test, though. I think they're a really, really good team. I think if South Carolina does have the opportunity to face Old Dominion, I think it will be a fantastic ball game. And the Gamecocks, hey, better be ready to swing it, because you know Old Dominion is going to hold their own at the plate for sure. So again, that is the breakdown, the quick overview of the number one seed in the Columbia Regional, the Old Dominion Monarchs. Guys, that's going to do it all for me. I appreciate you all tuning in. That's going to wrap up the Tuesday show. Guys, quick update on content. By the way, Daily Crow and the podcast, of course, but the Daily Crow will roll on all week as normal, except Friday. Due to first pitch being at noon, we will not have a Daily Crow on Friday. So again, I think you guys all understand that, of course. No way we could really do it. I was like, maybe we could do it in the morning, but no, just too much to worry about. So again, no Daily Crow on Friday. We'll go as normal, of course, today through Thursday. Podcast roll all week. And again, like I said, we'll continue along with these team breakdowns tomorrow with Jacksonville. Thursday, of course, with Virginia. And that'll be a full game breakdown as well. We'll talk top storylines, key Gamecock, all that good stuff. And then Friday, I will give my prediction for the overall regionals. Thursday, I'll drop my prediction for the Virginia game. So again, bottom line is this. The content is freaking rolling this week. We are going absolutely nonstop, and I'm loving every freaking second of it. So again, guys, appreciate you all tuning in, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.